This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. There is a fragile ceasefire going on right now between Israel and Iran. After 12 days of fighting, Israel has severely weakened the country of Iran in what many call biblical epic proportions. And, of course, the United States took out the nuclear facilities of Iran. I spoke to Chris Mitchell, Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN, about the after effects of the war. You know, I'm thinking about some of the responses, you know, from the Arab countries that surround Israel on this war. What are you hearing? You know, what are you guys reporting on, you know, in regards to, you know, how they're looking at this and, of course, taking out these nuclear sites and then what Israel, you know, has done to really weaken Iran?
Well, yeah, publicly, you'll hear nations like Saudi Arabia or the UAE or other Gulf countries condemn what Israel is doing. On the other hand, what most people know here in the Middle East anyway, privately, there'll be applauding and cheering on what Israel is doing. The reason for that is that Iran represents a danger to them as well, partly because of this divide within the religion of Islam. Iran is primarily Shiite. Everyone else in the Middle East is Sunni. And that goes back to the very beginning of Islam, where Shiites believe that the successor to Muhammad should come from his family, where the Sunnis believe the successor should come from the Ummah, the community of Muslims. And that divide has been existed ever since for 1400 years. So they consider each other apostates, and so they're enemies, sometimes as much or more than Iran would be an enemy to Israel. What they would do publicly is condemn Israel. Privately, they would be cheering Israel on, hoping that Israel would weaken, you know, their enemy as well. I guess that saying in the Middle East goes, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So that's what's happening publicly. The other thing I would add, John, is that a lot of people here in Israel were just a little bit taken aback by when the ceasefire took place and had hoped that maybe Israel would have more time to weaken the regime even more. At the very end of the campaign, after taking out the nuclear facilities, after taking out many of the ballistic missiles and the ballistic missile launchers and the air defenses, they began to take out part of the apparatus within the Islamic regime that really kept the people under subjugation. That would include a group called the Bejis. You may have seen some of the protests over the past 20 years or so, off and on inside Iran. And many of these Bejis would be the people out there on motorcycles, hitting people, arresting people, intimidating people. Same thing with the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Israel was hitting those sites within Tehran. And the hope was that there could eventually be a regime change and that this regime that had been in power for 46 years could actually fall and bring liberty to the people of Iran. But now, with the weakness of some of these groups that have been suppressing the people, the hope and the prayer for many is that regime change would come or could come. But right now, the ceasefire is on. It doesn't look like Israel will have the ability to go ahead and continue attacking these institutions that have really kept the people under subjugation for so long.
You can connect with CBN Israel by visiting JerusalemDateline.com. That's JerusalemDateline.com. The team there puts out a couple of videos every single week on what's happening there in the Middle East. So visit JerusalemDateline.com. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening. Get a podcast of the show at AFR.net. And please continue to pray for the situation there in Israel and the Middle East.